We are up to Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, the new Pedic. Next week in Beit Hashem, we're having a seam. We're finishing the Homa Sechta. I thought you can go online and hear us, and you will be part of us. I don't know how quickly. You come then. What time is your plane leaving? Okay. Shnei Nazirim. There were two Nazirim. Sha'am Lehen Echad. A guy comes over to him and says, Ra'isi, I saw Echad Mekem. I saw one of you two, Shenitma, that became Tameh, but Veini Yedei Mekem. I don't know which one it was who became Tameh. So what do they do? Each one is a suffix if he's a Nazir Toir, or is he Nazir Tameh. And if he's Tameh, when he finishes the Tumah, he takes a haircut, brings the Kabbalahs, and then he has to count another 30 days. But now neither of them can take a haircut after 7 days because each one, maybe they're not a tummy, they're a nazir toy. You got to wait 30 days. So what do? Is megalchin to take a haircut at the end of 30 days, a mevian carbon tumba carbon tada, they jointly bring two carbonas. One carbon as a tummy, which is a chatas, an oila, and an osham, but the osham they will not bring. Because why would they bring the osham? Because you don't bring an osham on a safik, but they bring the chatas ha'if, and they bring the oila, and they bring a karmat tara, the proper kabanas, which is an oila shlamim, and a chatas. And they say the following. Im ani hu tameh, said Reuven Hashem. Reuven says, if I'm the one who is tameh, then karmat tumah shali, then the kabanas, the birds, for the karmat tumah for mine. The karmat tara shachar, and the other kabanas that brought here tara are yours. The imanihu hatar, if I'm the one who's toy, carbon tahara shali, then the kabanas for the toy are mine, the carbon tumma shacha, and the carbon tumma are yours. Okay? That's they do that in 30 days. But now one of them needs to keep another 30 days and bring other kabanas, because if he was tumma, he has to do the toy, but we don't know which one. So the safer in shalashim, they both count another 30 days, and mevi and carbon tahara, they bring together only one carbon, the carbon tara. And this is what they say. Vayim says, Im anihu hatamei, if I was the one who was tamei originally, then carbon tumishli, the carbon I brought a month ago of tumah was mine, the carbon tara shalcha, and the carbon that was for tara was yours, bezek carbon tarasi. Now this carbon you bring now is my tar. Im anihu hatamei, if I am the one that was tamei originally, then carbon tarishli, the carbon last month I brought tar was mine. The carbon tumah shalcha, and the carbon tumah was yours, bezek carbon tarasi. Now this carbon we bring today is yours. So Rashi. Yeah, but it's not so much braided because this one here you don't bring into knowing. This is very clear. We're not bringing an extra carbon, and we say that if it's not a carbon, it becomes a.
It's not last month's carbon.
Yeah, but it's not. It's tonight. It's not like we're doing. If this wasn't ground, it would become another. There's no extra carbon here. We're partners. So we both have a share in it. So it'll be, you know, completely yours or completely mine. So it's not. It's a tonight. Look at tonight. There's no braided. Never been as bar. We'll never know. Together, there's only one guy. He is believed to tell them that the tummy calls man as long as neither of them contradict him. He doesn't say that he has to know himself. It doesn't matter if somebody else tells him. How you know? We'll talk about that. But if they contradict and say Bob Meises, then Eidech has nothing. Any days in Mekem, Mashlimin Lizerusans, what they do is they complete the Naziris, Umigalchi, they both take haircuts, and we're going to learn later. Okay, because the haircut they cut off the pace as well. So how do they take a haircut the second month? The guy who really was tired has no right to. Umevi and carbon tum, and carbon tada, so they bring a carbon tum and a carbon tada in partnership. Sorry?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right. It says in the Rosh that if, let's say, one of them they're not taking the same day, we start from the later date. Whatever the later date is.
Okay, fair enough. But let's assume it's the same day. So in other words, when you say Mashlim is in Yerosh, and they took on 60 days, but there's a suffix.
No, they took on 30 days. The guy comes along day number 10 and says, one of you guys are tummy. They continue another 20 days to finish the 30. do the haircut.
In other words, if one of them is actually being told that he's actually delaying his Ishlacha Satave until the end of the 30 days, it would have been a normal thing, he would have done it straight away.
No.
It was if a guy becomes
it's a taglachas tumah that has to be delayed.
Sorry,
7 days. He would wait 7 days.
Yeah, but he is getting delayed till the end. Of the
That's right. Yeah, yeah. But one of them says, "Imani who?" The other guy, he says, "If I'm the guy, Taisa said, don't have to say it. Just this is how it is in India. Nobody has to actually say it." But Rashi seems to be learning literally. Someone has to say it. So, I don't know exactly what's v'shtekta. But Dayan still, Einon mutarin lishtes b'yayin. He's not allowed to drink wine. If she yochalim, I call echa. And each one, we can say, "Shem tell me, maybe you're the one who's tell me." But taglachta she gilech achshav, but taglachta tumah. And the hikri took at the end of 30 days is only a tumah digger, and you still remain on a zeros of nektara. The chayzin v'seifrin oich leishin yom. They need to both count another 30 days. Umivin carbon tara b'vav. But then you bring only one carbon. Min hashutfas. They bring one joint carbon.
Is there a difference in the taglachas itself, whether it's shaved the entire?
No, both of them the same kind of taglachas, complete head, with the pace.
Between tumah and nozir.
The same, exactly the same taglachas. Metzayir is different. Metzayir, you take the beard, everything else. Yeah. One of them says, "Imani hu atameh." If I was a tameh, carbon to my shli, the carbon to me that I brought a month ago was mine. The carbon tada shachar, the carbon tada was yours. But that shall achshav carbon tada. From now on, they can drink wine. Says the Gemara, "Ktani." We learn shnei nezidim. We learn two nezidim. Sheomar lehem. A guy says that I saw one of you guys who tell me vein the ezim kem. Now the question like this: we have a rule, a safik tumah in a rishus hayachid. We're machmer. Where do we learn it from? Saita. A saita is something we say you suspected in a rishus hayachid in private. The whole idea was that it's discreet, and we're machmer. We treat her as if she did something wrong and she will not be with her husband and so on and so forth. So from there we learn now that a safik tumah in a rishus hayachid is tummy.
We treat her differently.
Yeah, you're right. But we learn from the, because that's a possibility of Nitma. So we learn from here why the Torah used the word Nitma. To teach you that all Tumah, Safik Tumah, Shusha Yachid is Machma. On the other hand, of Safik Tumah, Shusha Rabim, we're Mekel. Machleki the Shayim, how do we know that? Is it because we learn that itself from Saita? Because Saita is a Shusha Yachid, it's a Machma, but in the public, she'd be Mutter. Or is it Pshat? Because every single person has a chazaka. We have a pasuk for a safik tumah shezei yachid. There's no pasuk for shezei rabim. We go back to the rules of chazaka, and chazaka says that it's mutter. So the question is very simple. Since we're talking about here, there were three people here. There were two people, Nazir, and the third guy. That's considered shezei rabim. What's a shezei rabim? Three people. How do I know? From Nazir. A Nazir, there's only the boil and the nivellus. That's what a Nazir is. So. Sorry, by Saita, sorry, Saita. So the boy and about two people. That's called Shusha Yachid.
But isn't it to ready enough to say to the husband that she
we saw them
from a distance? So they didn't see, they weren't in the room. They were outside of the room. They saw them in the room.
Then
I saw both. Then I saw both of you.
What?
I saw one of you guys going in. The Gemara's going to answer. He was far away. That's the Gemara's going to answer. The Gemara's question is. You're being machmer over here, right? You're telling the people that they have to treat it as if they were tameh. Here I have the two nezidim, and the guy who's standing says, "I saw you." That's the question. I was far away, and I saw a tumah that seemed to come out from you guys, but I was very, very far away. So I wasn't where you were, so therefore you were too, and you're a shusha yachid. Where the tumah was, there's a shusha yachid. So therefore we are machmir. We are machmir. So Taisa really asks, if it's safik tumah shusha yachid, or if it's a safik with machmir, the din is that a Sufik tumah, we're machmir, that we actually soy for a truma, we burn the truma, but it's like a vaday. So why are we treating it like a Sufik? Each one is a Sufik tumah, so we should make it like a vaday. So Taisa answers that when do we say a Sufik tumah, we're machmir and we're soy for truma, if it's possible to be completely the way the Sufik tells us? Here, one of them definitely is not. No, it's by soita, if they're tumah, they're both tumah. The boy and the vel, they both did it together. So they're both tummy. Over here, one of them is tummy, but one of them definitely is not tummy. So it's slightly different than a Saita. So even though by Saita it'll be machmer, treat like a vada, here we're going to treat it only like a suffix. Okay, so Rashi. Aber hoch gegeben habe klar zu schneien drei schneien wir sehen wir heute können bestellen aber gerade kann ich sehr gut habe so das haben sich getan aber aber wo ich gehe kein mehr echt will war alone war mal riesig du musst nicht kommen nach mir von ihm I saw inside some tumor of pairing the habalu el today kiboy when the bells right too like a boy in the bells he wasn't around and they can not me the zurashkas from mission like koi badai wasn't there they come out of the ain't your dad I don't know cuz he'll have a koi badai was thing right there he actually will have your other how come he didn't know why didn't he see back to your mother Amaravashi, they can have approved you. The Tony says, "But ain't the I don't know which one it was. Shmamna is a good liar. Okay, the Mishnah said, "Megalchim." What they do? They both take a haircut. And be another problem is going to be in the Gemara. What do you mean they both take a haircut? One of them, this the second month when they take a haircut. One of them is definitely not an Ozir. What right does he have to take a haircut, including his payers? He's even Aveda. There's only one possible explanation of our Mishnah. If you remember, we learned a few times before. A machlek is if the Isser of shaving your payers is only if you cut off entire, only if you leave your hair intact and you only take your payers. Or Hakafas Kolorayish is also called Hakafas. Since our Mishnah tells the guy whom perhaps who one of them is definitely tired, and yet we're advocating that the person who's definitely tired also should take should completely shave his head. Obviously, there's no Issa being involved here. Why is no Issa involved here? Because there's no Issa about Kofas payers if you cut your whole hair off. Must be that this Mishnah paskins that our Kofas Kolorosh is not an Aveda. Says the Gemara. Bamai Luchayda Dilmalav Tamei, and maybe not Tamei. Ukovra Kofas. One of them is definitely not Tamei, and he's also doing our Kofas. Amar Shmuel. So Shmuel answers. Sorry. That's what we should have answered on Mishnah. Shmuel comes along and he answers differently. He said we're talking about a case of a person who has no Issa about Kofas Peyer, Isha B'Katan. Aisha could be a Nazir. We had a cotton before that a father can be madir as Benoi, a father can make a son a Nazir. Over, and yet they don't have the Issa of HaKofa. And that's why I, L'chayrim, when I asked Rabbi Likum B'Gadol, why the answer Isha B'Katan? Okay, L'chayrim Shmuel could have answered much easier. That our Mishnah holds that HaKofa's Kolorosh is not an Issa. Must be that Shmuel paskins that a kofar kolorosh is an issa. So Shmuel has no breda, but to learn that our Mishnah but isha v'katan. So there's two ways of learning our Mishnah. Either our Mishnah paskins that a kofar kolorosh is not an issa at all. Therefore, there's nothing wrong with telling each guy to take a haircut. Or even if it's an issa, it's talking about isha v'katan. Our kofar kolorosh lishma kofar midlay mukul lahachi. Since we don't learn this way, shma minok so Shmuel holds our kofar kolorosh shma hakofar Rashi. Amos Shmuel isha v'katan. No, we're looking at some machlekes. So here we and we're tanoim. So now we have a machleke Amiro Paskin Shmuel from and doesn't say mefudish, but from his comment we can see. Amar Shmuel says Shmuel bishu v'katan yoshay shnei nezidim halolu. These two nezidim were both shtei nosh, two women nosh shnei ktan the kid lemechayva hakofa. Then at lochiva kofa says in one of it that's one version. Ika the master lohosh mighty the shmuel asefer other than the sefer on the next Mishnah the one that you had yesterday that whole complicated thing there with us nozir shoye oh yeah on Friday nozir shoye tamei a nozir that was a tamei suffik when he became a nozir that day the suffik whether he became tamei and also suffik whether he was a mitzayda muchlet nozir shoye tamei besuffik or muchlet besuffik was a suffik of mitzayda so we had two mitzaydas. Two teglachas for Mitzayda, possibly. We have teglachas of Tomei, possibly, and teglachas Tada, definitely. So we had that whole thing there in another 4 years. Or, Oichel b'kotchim lachas shishayim. So once you get rid of the Tzaras, the Sovet Tzaras, he's mutter and kotchim, and that takes two periods of teglachas. And then, Megaleach dalat teglachas, and the wine, and the usa, till he completes four sets of 30 days, he takes four haircuts. Now, l'chayde...
What?
Oh, the Gemara we had in the Gemara in Shabbos, a certain Tzaras, and that we're not sure. We're also having Ksuvah Davayin Zayin over there. The Suffolk Kaya, if it's considered the Nega, Suffolk Nega, Suffolk Loy Nega. So we're Machm. So, no, we see the Tzaras, but we don't know what the halacha of that Tzaras is. So you go through the whole, you go through the home situation.
So after 7 days, he comes back and the guy says you're a mitzvah for the
suffix. Yeah, it's a suffix tzaras. So you go through the first 7 days is called hezger. But that
the thing doesn't change and we're still not sure. Then you've got to go through a whole process.
Nothing increases. It goes machletes. The suffix is not the size. The suffix is the shade. The shade. So then we do go through the chalutah. We wait till he come back down again. It could be 7, it could be 10, whatever the days is, And then after during Taglachas, and he brings the two pigeons, and then he goes through the 7 days of Tada before he goes back and rejoins. And there's Taglachas, and he brings the Kabbanas there. So now, so here Shmuel asked the question. The question was, you're telling him to take four hikas. Could be he's not a Mitzvah. Could be. Yeah.
He grows his hair, cuts it, grows his
Yeah,
hair,
because each one is a suffix. Maybe the first 30 days was only Tameh. And so the second 30 days is Tada. And when he finishes the second 30 days, you say, no, maybe he was two times Tzaraas, but he was never Tameh. So the third one is now Tada.
He goes
no wine or nothing. Yeah, there's always a suffix. Now, L'cheid about Kavel HaKofer. L'cheid, how can you get into all these HaKofers? If he's not a Mitzvah, if he's not a Tameh, he's doing these HaKofers. Amashmul b'ishav katan. So our gifts in the Gemara here, we're worried about the hair. Tesis learned the questions about the beard. The questions about the beard over here. Because it's a Mitzvah. How do you have a suffix Mitzvah taking a haircut? His haircut is the entire body. So, and here we don't say the things, oh, Shmam and our kafas and all that, whatever. So, because we're talking about the beard here as well. Look at Ashi. Because in our gifts in the Gemara here, the Gemara doesn't say Shmam and Shmuel in the second gifts of Ikadamri. In other words, because why not? So Taisa is learning, we're not talking about the same thing. We're talking about the beard. The beard, don't do that kafas reish. The beard is irrelevant what happens to your hair. But Rashi learns that it's exactly the same thing before Rashi. Amay megaleach arba taglach, yizvoka ova betati taglach, kamaisa mishum lavda lesashchiz es pazokin. So Rashi says also that he said the beard, she came megaleach kosarei, va'idich menayi kova mishum ha'kofa. So Rashi, the tzaraas, we're worried about the beard, and on the tumah, we're worried about hakafah. I mean, the tzaraas, we're worried about the hakafah as well. Taisa's girsa was, we're not even talking about the hair, we're talking about the beards only. Rabbi Huna said, here's a famous machlekes. Rabbi Huna says, Hamakif is a machlek. We have the nikif. The nikif is the person on the receiving end who's taking a haircut. Then you have the makif, the one who's actually giving a haircut. That's right. So the shaili is okay. The makif is also because then the pasuk like sakifu in plural. But the dinim of the what happens? For example, if the nikif is a person that is not allowed to take a haircut and I'll take his pays off. But the makif is, for example, is a woman who has no isa to do it herself. Does she have an isa to do it somebody else? So we have a machlekes of Huna of Ada Barava, and you see how careful you have to be with the tongue of everything, as Gemara will say. Abba Rabbi Huna says, "Hamakif es hakotn harechayv." Rabbi Huna says we do not equate the makif to the nikif. There's an iser on the nikif and iser on the makif. So according to Rabbi Huna, it doesn't matter that the nikif is a cotton, and so there's no avail for the nikif. If for the makif there's an iser removing the payas, then the makif is liable. Because the makiv is not dependent on the nikiv, so that's a chumrah that even though the cotton, but he'll be the makiv is not tolling the nikiv at all. Yeah, omelet of Adav Rav Ravuna lididah v'didach man megalach lahoin. So according to Rashi, some of the Rishonim, it seems that Huna's kids used to take haircuts. Not Rashi, the Taisus and the Rosh, and Taisus. Rav Huna's kids all were clean shaven, including the pace. So he says, Noom, so how do you give your kids a haircut? You hold that the makif is asr, even though the nikif is not asr. How come when you give your kids a haircut, you remove the payas? Rashi says of some modern zach that when the kids get sick, after the sickness, they used to remove all the hair in the payas as part of the curing process. Otherwise, why in the first time in the world today would they take the payas off? The Rosh learns that they were talking about stam kids in the neighborhood. So look at Rashi. According to you, the Amrit, you say, Hamakif is a cotton chayiv. Tanim, the east nu, kids that you have, Megulochin, Kol Haroish, the entire head is shaved, Kidu Urchayu, the inchi, like it was common for people, they could Megalchiluhu, they would shave the heads, Kidela Havroisan, to cure them, La Achara Chayli. I'm not exactly sure what that means. What kind of sickness is that?
Mice.
Is that what it means?
I don't know.
Is man kamegalach luhu, and you call that a chayli? Man kamegalach luhu, who did it? Because you hold that hamakiv is us, even though the nikiv is mutter. Now this is the strangest thing at all. You know what Rav Huna's wife's name was? Chayva Shulit. Amale Chayva, my wife Chayva did it. So says my wife Chayva did it. In other words, Rav Huna is machman meiku, because Rav Huna says there's no nexus between the makiv and the nikiv. So even though the nikiv is potter, the makif is chayiv. On the other hand, Avuna holds that if the makif, if even though the nikif is chayiv, if the makif is a woman, she's potter. She's giving a haircut to a guy.
Because she's not negated about takif.
Because the makif is not totally in the nikif. The makif is a separate issa than the nikif. So we look at the makif. Who are you? You're a godul. I don't care who you're giving a haircut to, you're chayiv. If you're an isha, I don't care who you're giving a haircut to, you're a potter. That's it. So my wife chayiv gave all these haircuts. Could be, but what kind of name is giving your wife Chayv, Chayva? Guilty. She's guilty. That's the Yiddish version.
Yeah, but you aren't supposed to be.
And that wouldn't have been responsible. So what did Adam and Abba say? Had a sharp tongue, and he says, you know what? I Adam and Abba holds that the makif is tolling the nikif. If the nikif, and the makif told the nikif, and if tagberinun choyva lebenah, choyva is burying her children. In other words, she shouldn't have been doing it. He's saying this. He's saying to Rav Huna, according to you, you hold that if you makif a child, you're chayiv. According to you, in other words, the mak is not told in the nikif, then anyone who's makif a child should be chayiv, including a woman. That means that your wife is going to have to bury her children in her lifetime because she's doing avedis. What a strange, what a strong word to say. And look at what Gemara says here. He said, "Tagbirinu chayiv levenah," that the chayiv is going to bury her children in her lifetime because she's doing. According to you, the makif is over, even though the nikif is a cotton. So according to you, the makif, if it's a woman, she should be over. Cool as shani that I've adab and abba. As long as Adam Bar Abba was alive, every one of Huna's children died. Even though it's a Shgoga, Yaitzim, and a Shalit, he didn't mean what he said. He's a sharp tongue. Be careful what comes out of your mouth. Exactly. Rashi.
Wouldn't Rav Huna have been davening for Rav Adab Bar Abba?
Probably, yeah. So he could leave his world. That was her name. What a name. I mean, some of us put together, compile the names of a. Because he's the one who gave the curse. So out of covet for him that his word should be Mekuyim. Yeah.
You can put him into your cipher, your compiler. Tanaim and Amarayim of the Kilta.
Yeah, it's true story. Each one is a book for itself. Ksav Rav Huna, the Isha, Mifkin, the Ella. I know, yeah. He killed some, yeah. The Isha, how many kids? Who knows how many kids Rav Huna had? The Isha, Mifkin, the Allah, that covers Raish. Rav Huna hold that a woman has no Isha, covers Raish. Raish Achelim Klal. He has no Isha, even another head as well. Remember, Rav Huna holds that the makiv is not dependent on the nikif. According to you, Dharmit, the way I understood you, that the makiv is us, regardless of the nikiv is, ha makiv that got the chayiv, ki makef is leisha, na mi chayevus, osha mi chayiv. Avalididi, I hold, Rabbi hold, the makiv is totally in the nikiv. And if the nikiv is potter, I don't care who the makiv is, even an adult, a male, is also potter, then there's no problem with your wife giving the haircuts. The didi, I feel a godul and makiv that cotton potter would in Amalisha, if a godul and Isha as well. The chayim, a godul and makiv that got a chayiv, but according to me, if a godul and makiv is a god, because the makiv told the nikiv, then if someone was also chayiv, but what in Isha? If she is makiv, remember, according to Rabbi Adar Abba, the makiv is told the nikiv. So if the nikiv is someone's chayiv, I don't care who the makiv is, you're chayiv. If the nikiv is someone's potter, I don't care who the makiv is, you're potter. So there's no chilik Isha and Ish. It depends on who the nikiv is. The nikiv is a cotton, they're all potter. The nikiv is an adult, they're all chayiv. But you learn they're not jointed. It sounds like the makiv is a separation of the nikiv. So a woman is potter for being a nikiv because she hurt on herself because she has no pace. But the makiv, she has isa. Why should she have isa as a makiv like a man?
Why didn't she just stop giving the haircut like that?
Too late. She already did it. She's been doing it. We'll see. The Gemara bin Pesukim. Says the Gemara. Merde, I don't understand. Let's analyze this. Tava, you see, they both hold, it seems, that our coffers call our Ishmael coffer. They both hold that there's an Isra involved here. Obviously, cutting up entire hair with your pay is looked as an Isra. Ilochel, but Maika Miflagi, what's the machlekes? Why is Rav Huna say that a god will mark if a cotton is chayiv, and Rav Adar says potter? So Gemara answers, Rav Huna, so Rav Huna hold, it says in the Pasik, lo yisak kifu pa'as roishchem, you shouldn't shave off the payas of your head, v'loy sashchis is pasiknucha, and it's konecha. It says in the same pasuk, you shouldn't destroy the corners of your beard. So we're comparing the payas on your, of your head, of your hair, to the beard. Whoever has the isur of shaving the beard has the isur of removing the pace. Ko she yesh lehas chasa, yesh lehas kofa. The hani noshin, these women, hoyil v'lesnu bash chasa, lesnu ame ha kofa. Since they don't have the isur of bash chasa, they don't have the isur of ha kofa. So that's the opinion of Huna. Rav Huna holds that a woman is potter, whether she's a makif, whether she's a nikif, because we're comparing it to a beard. Rashi. When we say kids, it means Abhuna's kids. Not like the other Rishayim, Stam kids. His kids. He used to took off the pace. And so that's what Rashi, I guess, has to learn because of sickness or something. But my plea claim, my Yika, but I you demand also, but God, why is your mother a woman? Why don't they have a... Not because there's a pasuk that tells you a woman has no Issa removing a beard, because she doesn't have a beard naturally. Less than by a kofar klal, so therefore the whole Issa of a kofar is not shy to them, not whether they're nikiv or a makif. Shavilisha makif is a godl potter. That's Avhuna's opinion. Back to the Gemara. So therefore Avhuna holds... Yeah, whatever it was. Yeah.
That's why I asked. Why didn't you just stop giving him such a haircut?
And the interesting thing is that the Chayot was a strange thing because of Huna was a
new. He remarked on
it.
Yeah.
It was common. You see that everybody in that society is doing it.
Exactly.
Why would Rabbi Brava pick on him and say, you tackle it?
So Rav Huna, who says that if a godl, Rav Huna holds that a godl is makiv a kotni chayil, means there's no connection between the makiv and the nikiv. Another head, Rav Huna also holds that a woman's bechalna chayit the holy sir makiv nikiv makes no difference. So he's saying, according to you, Rav Huna, if you hold that the makiv is an independent isur of the nikiv of a woman is taka potter, but when it comes to makiv, say a godl, say a isha should be chayiv, and therefore he cursed her. However, it says leisakifu in plural. Why is in plural? Echad hamakiv, echad hanike b'mashma. Plural means you shouldn't be on the giving end or the receiving end. The iskish makiv, when you compare the two, that if you would have been the nikiv, you would have been usher. Then if you're the makiv, you're usher. But if you were the nikiv and you're mutter, then be a makiv mutter. So a godl, if the nikiv is a cotton, then the godl is, then anybody's the makiv is potter. If the nikiv is a cotton, then anybody the makiv should be. Kol heicha the nikiv mechayev makiv not mechayev. The high cotton, this cotton, hoyel vehi gufa la barayin shnu is potter. The mechayev makiv not mechayev. You say that a godl that makiv is a cotton is chayev. I hold potter because the nikiv is potter, the makiv is potter. Rashi. So if it was a godl, and a woman shaves a godl, a woman would be chayiv. According to Avhuna, it's potter because a woman is not shaykh to the holy sort of sakifu, regardless of kofa, makif or nikif. Avhuna holds his potter. Rabbi Abba said, argued according to you, she should be chayiv. I don't agree with you that a woman is not shaykh to the holy at all. I hold that posik of chas zaken is only on the nikiv side, not on the makiv side. Yeah, he's saying according to you, you should hold like me. I say the woman did nothing wrong. I believe your wife did nothing wrong, but according to you, your wife did something wrong. Even Avhuna also holds his wife did nothing wrong. According to Avhuna. Because you're saying that the makiv is chayiv regardless of the nikiv. Even though the child is a potter, is a cotton, the makiv knows the makiv is separate, independent isur. So where's the exemption for Isha? According to my understanding, he's combined his understanding with Rav Huna shit and making one a new shit out of it. Because this that we say that a woman is potter is only on the nikiv side, according to Adab Adab, not on the makiv side. You're saying the makiv is chayiv regardless of who the nikiv is, so the woman should be chayiv also. Rav Huna personally says, not can talk. A woman's not chayiv.
No.
Not according to Rav Huna. Rav Huna, the makiv is not taller than the nikiv.
Why will not one woman against another woman? Because the nikiv in there is potter. It doesn't have the issue.
Rav Huna holds that even if there's an adult there, Rav Huna holds that even if there's a male adult, the woman is potter, being a makiv, because he's not shaykh to whole issue. So of course, Isha to Isha. So according to who? According to Huna, Isha b'chalat shaykh. According to Rav Abba, that the makiv is totally in the nikiv, and if the nikiv is an Isha, then So either one holds.
So that, but the kohen is between the god who's got the chiyuvin and the woman who's got the tzaddik too. So kohen is in there because he's a male. And potentially
no, cotton is also potter. The weight of Adam and Abba is telling of Hunan what you should hold, even though Hunan doesn't hold it. Mm-hmm. You should hold it. The makiv isa is independent of the nikif. Mm-hmm. Then, since there's no pturah by an isha, if she's being doing, she's doing her kafir to a cotton as well. She should be chayiv. She should be chayiv. Taste, is he the long taste there? He tries to understand that whole part of it. What I mean, if it's a cotton potter,
it doesn't matter who the nikif is. In Rav Hunan's shita, it doesn't matter who the nick is.
That's what he's saying,
totally,
yeah.
Dependent on the market.
Exactly. Let's go to the writer. Oh, sorry, I was at 30.
So
stop here.
But I'm trying to understand. I'm trying to understand that where you have one.
What's the issue on the cotton here?
Yeah. That's an Indian of an issue. And so therefore, you know, then you can understand if you're doing to a cotton, there's something wrong with doing a hakofa. And if we're the cotton.
Ask a better question. What do we do to a goy?
Oh, exactly.
Same thing. If the Issa HaKof is independent of the Issa of the Nikiv, then you're not allowed to pay us off.
Exactly.
You're not going to pay us off.
So it's only pay us on the mound. Because what do you say definitely is not? Woman definitely is not. Yeah,
because according to who? According, who knows the woman's not shy to the whole thing? According to Abba, the Makiv is throwing the Nikiv. So that's why he's potter. By a cotton, Rav saying that according to you, you should have hold that a woman who does it to a cotton, because the makav is a separate issa than a thing, there's no exemption for a woman, so a woman should be chayiv. Doing hakafah to a yid.
To a man.
A cotton as well, no difference. What the etzem hakafah is also. Who cares about who the child is?
Yes, and I was there, but the etzem hakafah, in what circumstance
etzem? No care, as long as a yid, probably.
But so that a Yiddish woman also?
I should, yeah, it should be.
So one woman doing that,
should, but it's not. No one holds that way, yeah.
I understand. Oh, yeah.